Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the disturbance that brought clouds and showers through the region yesterday. With skies clearing out overnight, temperatures allowed to drop back into the 40s across the region, which is where we're starting the day today. The sun already up, beginning to turn the temperatures around, in some places already climbing through the lower 50s. With that sunshine mixed with clouds today and high pressure in control, it will be dry and milder with highs in the lower 70s. A disturbance along the East Coast will be far enough away to leave us dry tonight. However, some clouds will move in, and with mostly cloudy skies, we'll be back into the lower 50s for overnight lows. Again, with high pressure dominating into the day tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and even a touch milder with highs in the middle to upper 70s. At this point, we'll watch a low pressure wave evolving out of the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys, pick up some Gulf moisture, and head up the eastern seaboard. It's also being generated by a deep trough of low pressure for this time of year swinging through the Mississippi Valley, which will pivot through the Appalachians into the northeast as we head toward the end of the week. The result will be clouds and scattered showers for both Thursday and Friday, and with limited, if any, sunshine, temperatures will be held in the 60s for afternoon highs both days. This system will lift through, leaving us with a dry start to the holiday weekend and a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, with highs in the mid-70s. The next disturbance will approach from the Great Lakes, so it looks like clouds will increase during the day on Sunday. Still a bit tricky with the timing of precipitation. We'll go with the chance of showers by the end of the day Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. And with that system only slowly moving through scattered showers into Memorial Day on Monday, the way it looks now with highs near 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across South Texas. Daytime heating of a moist air mass residing over South Texas near a remnant front will occur, which will support moderate afternoon destabilization. The resulting instability will fuel development of multiple bands of thunderstorms as ascent increases through the afternoon in conjunction with a mid-level trough digging into the southern plains. The greatest risk, mainly in the form of large hail, appears to exist across South Texas but may extend northward across parts of the mid and upper coastal plain. Several bands of storms are expected to traverse the area through the afternoon and evening before the storms shift into the western Gulf of Mexico and lower Mississippi Valley through midnight. And a developing upper-level low over the Mississippi Valley will slowly move southward toward the Gulf Coast into the middle of the week. Meanwhile, an old front extending from the mid-Atlantic southward to the central Gulf Coast will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rain. Localized flash flooding will be possible with the heavier thunderstorms, and flash flood watches have been issued from New Orleans north and east into the Carolinas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 30 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 44, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, lower 70s, Boston, mostly sunny, near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 55, that's 5 degrees below normal. 13 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 3.86 inches now for the month, which is 1.40 inches above normal, and 16.79 inches for the year, which is 3.16 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 93, set in 1964, and the record low, 36, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, dry again, and a bit warmer in the middle to upper 70s. Clouds come back on Thursday and Friday, showers likely both days in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Saturday. Increasing clouds with a chance of late-day showers Sunday, lower 70s. And mostly cloudy on Monday for Memorial Day. And right now it looks like the chance of showers again with highs near 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.